With manager David Mayhew, and we've just beaten Northleigh 4-0 away from home. Your views on the match?
Well, obviously delighted with the performance. You know, I'd be lying if I said it would come away to a team like Northleigh you would have taken a point. But I've got to be honest, I don't know what it is, but our away form's pretty good. And, you know, it was a perfect result for us today. You know, everyone knows Northleigh with their pitch. We dug in a little bit first half against the wind, against the slope. They had a couple of chances, but then so did we. We took one of ours, and then we said that, yes, the plan's working a treat, but it's only good if you finish it off. And Ricky Scott goal knocked the stuffing out of him. What a fantastic goal that was from 30 yards. And then to score the third straight after, that was game over. And then, you know, we saw the game out because we've let a few late goals in, like we did at Bridgewater, etc. And turned the Marlow point into a good point by coming to a place like Northleigh. And, you know, I was looking over the shoulder with Northleigh, Swindon and Taunton to play in the next week, all playoff hopefuls. And that was good to get that under our belt.
I think it was a pretty solid performance all the way round.
Yeah.
You used your subs. They came on, made a bit of an impact and changed a few things. But it's always nice for someone like Joe Hillard to come on when we've got a couple of goals lead, and so he can just settle in.
That's right, yeah. You know, we're trying to give him, Josh Bennett, all of them, as much experience as we can for their next season, so that they're not gaining that in a league game when we're 1-1 with 10 minutes to go, that type of thing. So if we go this season and play Josh Bennett or Joe Hillard, which they will do between now and the end of the season, if they make mistakes, it doesn't matter. It might matter next season, you know, because we're not going to go up, not going to go down. And this season, and we've got to give them as much experience as possible. But I said to the lads that you're earning your shirts. I gave that to the lads that got it, and you know, they've got to wait their chance. And but with Shippy with a slight hamstring, that might give Josh a little lift. And to be fair, he done well when he came on today at right wing back.
Yeah. So as far as the squad's concerned, we've now got a week off.
Yes.
Having played Saturday, Tuesday. Now then, two games over the Easter period. You've got training next week, Tuesday and Thursday?
Yeah, we're training Tuesday and we'll probably train Thursday because that'll be the last one of the, and bearing in mind it's the bank holiday and all that, the Easter period. So we'll probably train Thursday and then we'll be down into the last month where we'll just train once a week, mainly so that I can go and watch a few games because I can't watch players when they're playing cricket, as I always say. So we'll probably train once a week for the last month. And then next season we go back to two days a week.
Have you got any general targets for the team for the season end in terms of league position wise or leading goal scorer or anything along those lines?
Yeah, we'd like to come above our local rivals, and if you class Larkall as that, who took 6 points off us, and Yate, who took I think four off us. You know, they've got to be the type. They were above us. I don't know how either of them have got on today, but they're above us at the moment. So, you know, we want to be the best local non-league team, and we've got a chance to do that now.
Yeah.
So between the three of us, that should be that should be what you want the target, you know, to come highest locally.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Here's mine.
See you at Taunton.
See ya.